Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every Wednesday morning, today being no exception, at 8:15, we're joined by Ronald Serpas, professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD chief, head of the Nashville City Police, Washington State Police, and a consultant to numerous departments. You'll see him pop up on TV every now and then on national TV as a noted expert on crime fighting. How you doing, Ronald?
I'm great, Tommy. How are you today?
I am okay. Let's talk about, since Newell made some news with this yesterday, about facial recognition and the new mayoral candidates, or whoever the new mayor is going to be. Talk about not necessarily the mayoral candidates, but just facial recognition technology and where it stands nationwide with fighting crime, etc.
Well, it's important to remember that facial recognition is like DNA. It takes a while to determine if it's going to work over time. Mm-hmm. Fingerprints, it took some time over the arc of history to work. So facial recognition, when it first hit, had some algorithm problems that did produce some biased responses, particularly towards African Americans, was well published. But that's about 5 years ago now, maybe even closer to eight. So I think around the world, the algorithms, if it were, have been repaired such that that's not the issue as much as it was. Secondly, facial recognition, Tommy, is like DNA. It's like fingerprints. It's a piece of evidence that helps to identify identity. It doesn't identify motive. So when the left, the ACLU, gets concerned that people would be arrested by a facial recognition alone, that means a judge would have had to agree to that. Police officers can't get warrants or maintain arrest unless they have a full probable cause process. And the identification is important, but my DNA could be in your laboratory right now. It doesn't mean I did anything wrong. It just means I was there. My face could show up on your camera outside your house, and facial recognition identifies it as me. That doesn't mean I did anything wrong. Third and finally, I fly a lot. And facial recognition being used by TSA is absolutely foundational in moving millions of people through the airports. And I think, bottom line, the concern about the science behind it has been alleviated over time. And as you all know on the audience, as everybody knows, the FBI used facial recognition to identify faces in January 6th. It's a great tool for large spaces. Polling data tends to suggest that people support facial recognition to be used at like a big concert venue or a big venue where it could help reduce the number of people who should not be interrogated by the police, period.
So this can exonerate people or clear people as well, right?
Tommy, that's the thing I talk about all the time. DNA did not become successful in the public mind or in the prosecutor's success until it was proven that DNA was releasing people from prison. Can't have it both ways. Mm-hmm. Same thing with facial recognition. Why should we interview Tommy and disrupt his life and make him feel like he's subject to government?
I don't have that much going on, but
it's not him.
I don't have that much going on, but I understand the point you're making. Sometimes I would
I don't think that the arguing parties on this give enough credibility to the very important point you raised. Why have police interviewing Bobby when Bobby had nothing to do with it, his face is so different. So, yes, I think over time it's going to work out. I think it's a mistake not to use it. And then just put some good guardrails around it to make sure the police are only using it for identification purposes to build a case.
I'm not trying to be stupid here because, you know, I can be stupid without trying. But I know when it comes to television, people with darker skin tones have to be lit differently than people with lighter skin tones. And along those lines, considering this is on camera, I wonder if people with darker skin tones, if it's a function of lighting as well, and if we made any improvements as far as that goes.
I'm not sure that that was the issue that I understood. They use mathematic equations to different non-moving parts of your face. Mm-hmm. That's like your Apple phone. People use their Apple phone every day. Mm-hmm. So it's different parts. It's mathematic equations. Lighting may or may not affect it. I think what happened with the original algorithms is there was bias in the system and it needed to be corrected, and I understand.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Stand from some independent work that I've read about, that bias has been corrected. So, if anything can be used to identify, which means limiting the number of people who need to be confronted by the police, that's a good thing for public safety. That's a good thing for police and community relationships as well, just like DNA is. I don't go to your house if I got DNA that says it wasn't you.
You do come to my house to return the Tupperware, which I greatly appreciate. Ronald Surpass,
well,
I guess.
Well, we do have to practice our 6'10 dancer steps where you on my shoulders. I've been trying to get a little stronger.
Yeah, that's right. The 6'10 dancer steps with me on Ronald Surpass's shoulders. That would be something to see at our ages. Ronald Surpass, professor, practicing in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD chief. Your knees would look up and say, one of y'all has to get off. 820 traffic now, WWL. 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Chief Ronald Surpass as we talk about crime as we do every Wednesday morning. Chief, you know, there's an old thing, when a man bites a dog, now that's news, right? So instead of you putting me on your shoulders for the 6'10 stompers, how about if I put you on my shoulders?
Well, then nobody would know I was any taller.
Right. Well, exactly, and your feet would drag the ground, and it would be like an illusion. Let's talk about, as we talk about facial recognition, that's a tool to help the police. But when it comes to staffing an NOPD, it seems like lately we've had a little spike in carjackings and maybe violent crime. I don't know if that's a relation to the number of NOPD officers or not. Do we still know what the right number of officers is when it comes to staffing?
They don't have the first clue, Tommy. They don't have the first clue. The last time a third-party expert assessed the number of officers needed to answer calls for service, deal with administrative demands, respond to proactive getting in the neighborhoods was around 2013, 2014, and it essentially said about 380, 400 people in patrol. There are companies that do this all over the country for the federal government, for consent decrees, and the question is this. The next mayor, to level set the discussion so people can all be on the same page, would be very well advised to hire one of these companies, not me, hire some very well-known people who will come in and say, guess what? You've been saying you need 1,200. The cops are at 900. They feel demoralized every day because they're so far behind the ball. What if it turned out you needed 1,115? Mm-hmm. Get some number that the political class can agree to, the business world can agree to, the police can agree to, and then recruit and retain to that number. This notion that they just pull a number out of the sky is so common in cities across America. It's the worst possible way to establish what the size of a police department is. And the techniques and the knowledge and the expertise and the agreement of federal courts and how these practices of staffing and deployment can be done is long settled history. So get a status of what do we really need? Because what happens for a police department like New Orleans, they say they need 1,200 or 1,100. They're at 900. One thing is they burn through all that overtime, which is currently an issue right now that needs to be considered. But secondly, Tommy, it means that nobody really knows what the number is. So when crime goes up, was it because we didn't have enough police? When crime goes down, the same number of officers that are supposed to be 300 short are doing a great job in the community's mind. Why wouldn't they say, well, they must not need any more police. Crime's going down. They're celebrating crime's going down. Finally, I wrote an article for the Times-Picayune a couple weeks ago, a guest column that suggested people perceive crime from friends, families, and neighbors. They don't get it from government data. They don't get it from the FBI crime report, which is about half wrong. So until one of these mayor's candidates says, we're going to nail down what the number is of cops, you're going to keep being a pinball machine, just bouncing from one void sign to the next one. You're just going to keep bouncing back and forth. And it's horrible for the morale of the police department. It's horrible for the feeling of the city.
Let me talk about morale when it comes to overtime. in the radio business, they have remote broadcasts, and people pick up extra income doing that. There can be, on the FM side, some competition as it relates to that with the music brands. But when it comes to police officers, do they compete for overtime, or is there plenty for everybody to go around? And if they hire more officers, that means less overtime, less pay. Would that be something that would increase morale or hurt it?
Well, overtime will exhaust the department to the point of not being able to function. Overtime is very important, and it's necessary, and it needs to be managed very well. But you can't live on overtime. The analogy would be, would you want to go to a physician who is going to operate you on his 360th day of working 16 hours a day without a day off? Would you want that physician operating on your child? Probably not.
Even if the physician wanted to work it. Even if the physician wanted to work it, you're saying it's not in their best interest.
No, and I'm not against overtime, but you can't run an agency on overtime because you will exhaust it.
And finally, how do you know what the right number of officers is? How do you determine, I don't want you to disclose any proprietary information, not that you would, but how do you know what you don't have?
I don't want them to hire my company. They can hire companies associated around the topic. Here's the thing. You look at how many calls are coming in, how long they take, how many officers are showing up, how much time people have off because of vacation, training, et cetera. It's very simple to do now. And it's a third-party authenticator who says, hey, we looked at the numbers. We just did this in one of the biggest cities in the police in the country, Tommy. We just finished a project like this in one of the biggest cities in the country, and we were able to help them get past. Well, 20 years ago, we used to have this number of people. We must be short. And the workload demonstrated they were actually spot on and had 40% of their day available to interact with the community in a positive, nurturing, and support-building way. That was groundbreaking for the city council, the mayor, and the police department to say, well, wait, maybe we need to focus on how we're doing with what we got.
Managing,
the LPD hasn't done this in 11 years.
Managing what you have, right?
Yep. Gets measured gets managed, right? What gets measured gets managed. And it's not fair to Chief Kirkpatrick. It's not fair to the men and women of the police department for them to have this number over their head that was a budget number from 5 years ago to say that's what we ought to be. Just go figure it out. It's easy. It's done all over the country every day.
All right, let's hope somebody does. Thank you, Chief. Appreciate it. We'll take a break. Come back right now. Time for WWL First News. Minute late. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.